Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korea's ruling party chief Han Dong-hoon said Saturday the party and President Yoon Suk-yeol will work together to seek an orderly path to an early departure from office. The impeachment vote of Yoon over his short-lived imposition of martial law failed Saturday after the ruling party largely boycotted the vote. Thousands of protesters massed in the streets leading to South Korea's National Assembly late Saturday, with many opposition supporters calling the ruling party lawmakers collaborators. Yoon Jung is one of those protesters. It's frustrating to go through the parliament vote, but it's the protocol and we're all here to respect that and make an effort. People of this country are trying to protect the country, but the lawmakers who are supposed to be representing the people are not getting it. It is a pathetic situation. Yoon shocked the nation late Tuesday when he gave the military sweeping emergency powers to root out what he called quote-unquote anti-state forces and overcome obstructionist political opponents. The need for orderly political transition in Syria has never been more urgent, the United Nations envoy for Syria said Saturday. Speaking at a briefing in Doha, Geir Pedersen called for calm and avoidance of bloodshed. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Saturday it was inadmissible to allow what he called a terrorist group to take control of Syrian lands. Russia, a long-term ally of Syria, intervened in 2015 to prop up Damascus during the Syria civil war, which began in 2011. Meanwhile, anti-government protesters toppled a statue of President Bashar Assad's late father while chanting anti-Assad slogans Saturday, witnesses told Agence France-Presse. This comes as Syrian rebels entered suburbs of the key city of Homs. Insurgents have also reached the suburbs of Damascus, opposition activists and a rebel commander said Saturday. Syria's state news agency denied rumors that Assad left the country and says he is at work in the capital. This is VOA News. Hamas released a video claiming to show Israeli hostage Matan Zangaukar in captivity Saturday. In the video, a man who introduces himself as Zangaukar can be seen pleading with the Israeli leaders to make a deal that would bring captives being held by Hamas and Gaza back to Israel. Mediating countries, including Qatar, see increased momentum for a possible deal that could allow the 100 hostages being held in Gaza to be released in exchange for scores of Palestinian prisoners after Israel signed a landmark ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon last month. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and French President Emmanuel Macron held a trilateral meeting on Saturday ahead of the reopening ceremony for the Notre Dame Cathedral. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
President-elect Donald Trump is in Paris on his first international trip since the election. He'll be joining world leaders and other dignitaries at a ceremony to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire in 2019. He'll also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron during the quick visit. Macron and other European leaders are trying to persuade the president-elect not to abandon support for Ukraine in his defense against Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is among other world leaders who'll be in attendance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities are still hunting for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare's CEO on a New York City street. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports.
New York City police have lots of video of the suspected shooter, but they don't have his name, and they have not been able to really trace much of his transactions. They say he used cash when he booked a room at a hostel. They say he used cash in his taxi cab rides. They have, they say, recovered the backpack that he had with him at the time of the shooting, but they have not recovered the bicycle, and they are not saying what other evidence they may have recovered.
Michael Sisak for the AP. At least 90 people have been killed in Mozambique amid clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces sparked by October's disputed presidential elections. Mozambique is our country. No one is going to frighten us. This country belongs to us. We are Mozambicans and we have our rights. The whole country has the right to protest. Why we can't protest in our own country? This is our country and always will be. Matilde is one of many protesters that have clashed with security forces in the Mozambican capital of Maputo. The Constitutional Council is due to confirm the result at least 2 weeks ahead of the January inauguration of Daniel Chapo, Frelimo's candidate succeeding the outgoing president, Filipe Nyusi. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.